This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Tom Coyne is the author of Paper Tiger, A Gentleman's Game, A Course Called Ireland, and now his latest book, coming out this week, called A Course Called Scotland, and it's getting rave reviews, published by Simon & Schuster, available wherever you get your books. It's a pleasure to welcome Tom Coyne back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Tom.
John, good to be with you. Thanks for having me back. Thanks for that nice introduction.
My pleasure. Are you excited? You ramped up for this?
We are. We're thrilled. You know, it's like a long journey. The idea for this probably started, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And through all the planning and the golfing and the traveling and then the writing and the editing, you know, it's a long process, a long sort of pregnancy, if you will. So it's just awesome to get to the day and tell people, hey, you can actually go read it now. So it's really exciting.
Do you do anything easy, Tom?
Well, see, easy doesn't lead to book deals. That's the funny thing I'm figuring out. But if you just want to say, I want to go golf around my home course, 7 days a week, and maybe that'll be good. Publishers aren't really into that, so you have to go do crazy stuff. And I think that's what, you know, the idea with these books has been, I get to go out and live golfers' dreams. You know, hey, if you can't take 4 months to golf Ireland, all right, I'll go do it. If you don't have 2 months to go play every length in Scotland, I'll do it. I'll live to tell the tale, and you can experience it with me.
I don't know if I asked you this the last time you were on the show. Scotland is necessarily considered the home of golf.
Right.
You did Ireland first. Why?
I did Ireland first because that's really where I fell in love with links golf. I started going on trips there with my dad, probably going back before high school. It's the first time I played like a true links course. My family's from there. And I was planning a trip, you know, I was probably in my early 30s planning a trip for buddies to go. And I thought, you know, I'm looking at a map and I'm like, I just want to play all of this. And that's sort of how the Ireland book came about. And I was kind of reluctant. It took me a while to come around to doing Scotland just because it seemed like such an obvious next thing to do. Everyone's saying, oh, you did Ireland? Well, now you got to do Scotland. And of course, you're like, oh, I don't want to do what everyone thinks I should do. I'll do something different. But I realized that as a links lover, it's such a huge gap in my resume to not know anything about Scotland. And once I figured out like a different way to do it, this book's very different than the Ireland book. I think it's got a lot more meat to it. It's got a lot more me. And it's actually got the golf in this book actually matters. I'm trying to find the secret to golf and I'm trying to, at the end, qualify for the Open. So, you know, it's not just a book, I hope, that like makes you want to go to Scotland, but it makes you want to golf and maybe even help you golf a little bit better, too.
You know, we're dancing around this, and maybe we should have done this at the very beginning. For those that might not have read A Course Called Ireland and this book, just Reader's Digest version of what you've done here and how you've done this.
So with Ireland, I did 4 months on foot and walked the whole of the country. And played every links course that got in my way. And the idea there was I wanted to play Ireland like one giant golf course. And when you play golf in Ireland, you don't take carts. So I would walk it. So even between the courses. So some days the next tee was, 50 yards away, and sometimes the next tee was 5 days away. And that was 1,100 miles and 40 pounds of me lost. And just this crazy adventure. And that was really like sort of a survival tale. But with Scotland, the challenge there was I didn't walk it. When looking at that map of Scotland and now being married with children, there was no way I was going to try and walk the Highlands and that gnarly west coast that's all broken up. And so a lot of different transportation to get me around. But the crazy challenge in Scotland was I played 100 and 11 rounds in 57 days to visiting 107 courses, playing the entire Rota, even going down to England and into Wales, spending most of the time in Scotland, you know, searching everywhere for the secret to my best golf. Because if there's a secret to golf, I figured it's got to be in Scotland. But I don't know where in Scotland, so I went absolutely everywhere.
We are talking with Tom Coyne. His latest book is A Course Called Scotland. The parallels between the two and maybe the differences between the two. When you started this whole process, Tom, was it about the golf and did it become about the people and or the experience, or was it always kind of about the experience?
You know, I early on in the process, as I'm planning this trip and I'm looking at my itinerary and I'm playing 54 holes a day and I'm just golfing my brains out because, you know, I want to visit all these places and I want to just play, figure out a way to play my best golf and sort of just shake off. I figured if I played so much, I would shake off all those tournament fears and anxieties and I'd arrive at that open qualifier and I would certainly be ready. But as I'm looking at the itinerary, you know, that's not a story. The story is people. And so I opened up pretty early on. I went on some radio and opened up the trip to all comers, strangers. Anyone who wanted to join me was welcome. Anyone who could get to Scotland and join me for a round was welcome to join me. And so, you know, a dozen, 14 different people, most who I did not know and had never met before, came along and teed it up with me and sort of became sort of my caretakers along the way and have become my best of friends. There's something about, you know, golf certainly bonds people, but golf travel and travel in general, I think, really bonds people. When you're traveling, you know, by the third day, you can't pretend to be anyone but who you are, you know, and you really get to know people, I think, in an authentic way. So I think the story is, you know, the golf is essential and important, but it really is a story about people and friendships and characters. Those folks that came, I can't thank them enough. They really make the book, for sure.
Have you maintained any of the relationships from Ireland?
Yes. In fact, a number of folks from the Ireland adventure signed up for this one and came over to Scotland. Paddy the Caddy from Kinsale comes back to Scotland, my good English friend Julian. So there are some, if anyone read the Ireland book and enjoyed those characters, you know, they make a repeat appearances in Scotland, which was really cool. Just to, you know, see them in a new environment and get to know them a little better, for sure.
Obviously, if you love the game, you're engaged by the whole process. What do you tell the person that doesn't play the game of golf? Why should they be a part of this book?
Well, there's any number of reasons, but I think, like I said, I think the book is very much it's an adventure story. You know, it's a story about, like, living a dream, about doing something that just seems completely unreasonable and deciding that's reasonable and I'm going to go do it. So, you know, whether if your passion is baseball or knitting or collecting or whatever it is, I mean, you have those fantasies of, like, what if I could just go and do this and didn't have to do anything else and could do this around the clock? I mean, I think the biggest theme in the book is obsession, and my obsession with golf, my obsession with links golf, and trying to figure out how to play the best way. And I think those are ideas, you know, dreaming and being obsessed with something, you know, that anyone can relate to. It's definitely not a book where it gets bogged down in golf and I hit another great 5-iron or I missed my 9-iron, you know, that kind of stuff. It's about people and places. It's probably a travel book more than anything else. There's a lot of travel tips in there and a lot of places that I go to where people don't really go to. So even if you don't golf, I think you might want to go check out Scotland after you read it, because there's so many wonderful towns that I visit that are just so special, even beyond the golf.
I know it's coming out this week. To your point, it's like giving birth. And I apologize for sounding like, you know, the folks at Simon & Schuster on this question, but what's next?
What is next? The big question. So
you don't know, do you?
I have my ideas.
Okay.
I certainly have my ideas. I'm weird about talking them out too much, but
sure.
I have been getting a lot of suggestions this week. A Course Called China, someone was recommending, which I shot down pretty much immediately for the sake of my marriage and fatherhood and all that. So someone just a good friend just dropped off a map of New Zealand, which is that looked manageable to me. Mm-hmm. But the truth of it is, like, I can tell you all about golf in Ireland and Scotland, and I can't tell you all that much about golf in our country. I haven't played in Michigan. I haven't played in Wisconsin. I haven't played Pebble Beach. You know, I'm going out to Bandon in a couple weeks for the first time, and so there's a lot for me to explore here. So I'm kind of inclined, if I'm thinking about something, maybe doing something closer to home. But we'll see. We'll see.
He is Tom Coyne. The book is called A Course Called Scotland. It is out this week. If you read A Course Called Ireland, you're going to want this immediately. Tom, I congratulate. I know it's been a labor of love, and it's been a long time coming. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Congratulations on all of this.
John, thank you so much. Great to be back with you.